Welcome to A Well Cared For Human, the podcast that tries to convince you that you are 100% normal and an even better than okay example of the human species, despite the fact that sometimes we feel like the craziest, most incapable, or worthless creatures on the face of this planet. I'm Corey, an author, a creative, and the host of the show. Whatever you're bringing to the table today, I hope this episode proves to be a dose of inspiration for you on your quest to become a well-cared-for human. You can find the episode show notes, your free wellness blueprint, and more at awellcaredforhuman.com. And as always, thank you for listening. Hello, humans. It's your host, Corey, and today we're going to talk about intuition. This was a requested topic, this examination of intuition and how it fits into our four pillars. And because for some of us, there may not be an immediate connection between intuition and wellness, I feel that I should start with some definitions. When I say intuition, I'm referring to our ability to understand or know something without conscious reasoning or evidence. So we don't really know why we know something. We just know that we know it. Sometimes this is described as a gut feeling or an instinct, sense of how something might play out. Intuition often comes into play in different areas of our life, usually when we're making decisions or we're solving problems or if we're using our creativity. I use a lot of intuition creatively, for example. I just kind of have an instinct about what should happen next or what's going to be the best way to solve a plot problem, for example. I don't always consciously understand how I know that that's the next best step. It's just instinctual. And there's also intuition in the case of our personal relationships. So when we have relationships with people, maybe we know if they're lying to us or we know if they're planning something, if there's some kind of secret, but we can't really tell you like, oh, they're doing this, or we know exactly why we have the feeling about maybe the relationship. And you might already hear the pillars in this description. So decision-making and problem-solving, that's the mind and emotions pillar. Creativity, that's the spirit pillar. Interpersonal connections, interpersonal relationships, that's the connection pillar. And then it's often felt in the body, intuition, so the body is also being present. And so there's already this connection to the four pillars, but I want to go a little bit deeper than that. But before I do, I want to acknowledge that there is some debate around what intuition actually is. So some people believe that intuition is a form of unconscious processing of information, meaning that there's something that happened to you in the past or something that you understand on a deeper level, but that you wouldn't be able to articulate to another person. Like, you don't know how you know it. You just know it. And it's based on some experiences that you've had in the past. And sometimes that could be pre-verbal experiences, like maybe things that happened when you were a kid or when you were younger. And so when they happen in your adult life, you kind of have this understanding of why it might play out that way. But when you acquired that information, you were too young to have the vocabulary to do so. So you're not going to even be able to access that information as an adult. And then other people see intuition as more of a mystical or a spiritual phenomenon. And so there's this connection to the greater mystery of life when they're talking about intuition. For me today, just in the context of this episode, I'm talking more about the former context, the idea that there's a connection to our unconscious processing of information based on past experiences. And when we look at that, that's going to help me explain a little bit more how to distinguish between intuition and anxiety. It's one of my favorite games. Is it intuition or is it anxiety? It's a game I play all the time. So let me take you through that game that I'm practicing so often in my life. So distinguishing between intuition and anxiety can be really challenging, principally because they feel really similar. Like in your body, it feels like you're getting a gut reaction or you have like a knowledge about how something was going to go. So they talk to you in a very similar way, intuition and anxiety. And so if there's a situation where there's uncertainty or emotional tension, you can't be sure if you're feeling your intuition or if you're just feeling anxious. And so here are some ideas for how you can differentiate between the two. Now, when it comes to physical sensations in the body, intuition usually comes from a place of calm or just feeling like absoluteness. So when I'm feeling intuition rather than anxiety, it's more like I just know that. Like it's just an absolute truth rather than what I feel when I'm anxious, which is more like a racing heart or I'm sweaty or I'm feeling really tense or I'm having this kind of visceral reaction that feels more negative than intuition in the physical body. So there's that to consider. There's also a bit of a distinction between how it comes through in the mind. So when I'm experiencing intuition on a mental level, I tend to feel a little bit more clear about it, a little bit more confident in what I'm knowing, a little bit more confident in this information that I feel like is coming through. As opposed to when I'm feeling anxious, it doesn't feel quite as clear cut. It feels a little bit more nebulous. It feels a little bit more like I'm just kind of guessing, or it's a vaguer feeling, I suppose we could say. There might also be the presence of overthinking. So if I'm really trying to rationalize something or work it through in some way, if the brain is going overtime, that's generally a hint that I'm anxious rather than connecting to my intuition. There's also the alignment. When it comes to intuition, typically the information that I'm getting has to do more with long-term goals and values. So I have a feeling that in the long term, it will happen like this, or in the long term, it'll turn out like this. Anxiety is more like the immediate vicinity in the sense that I'm scared about what's going to happen right now. Like I need to make a decision right now or what's going to happen right now. So there's, I guess we could say, the focus on the timeline. Intuition feels a little bit more like a wider focus. So more like how things are going to happen over a longer space of time versus anxiety, which seems to be very narrow. What my next move should be, what's going to happen if I don't do this, this, and this. And so just the scope, that would be another way that you might be able to tell the difference between your intuition and your anxiety is, what are you focusing on? Is this a bigger picture or is this a really narrow, immediate picture? When I'm zoomed out of my mind and I can see my life or the future a little bit more broadly, that feels more like an intuitive space rather than when I'm anxious and I'm super focused on kind of the next step or what's happening right now. So it feels very zoomed in, contrarily. So that might be another way to help you tell the difference. There's also a connection with our past experiences in both cases. So another reason why it can be really hard to tell them apart. So if we have past experiences that are connected to what's going on now, and that past experience was negative, I think we're more likely to feel anxiety now. Let's say in the past you lost someone you loved or someone that you really cared about. You were really into the relationship and they broke up with you, and maybe not even just broke up with you. Maybe they cheated on you. So that's a better example, actually, for where I want to go with this. So you had someone, they cheated on you, and now when you are dating someone new, you're kind of looking for these signs that the person might leave or the person might cheat. And so you might see these examples of maybe they didn't answer their phone, or maybe they didn't send a emoji when they texted you back. I don't know what the examples are. Guys, I have been married for so long now. I don't know. Kim and I don't fight about those things. She is very well behaved. We just fight about like dishes and who is more messy. She is absolutely the messy one. But I'm trying to think back to when I was dating and I was in these relationships and I was getting cheated on a lot. I just remember that there was these moments where I felt like my intuition was telling me like, ah, they're about to cheat, or oh, they are cheating. When it really was just more of my anxiety that it was going to happen again. It was my anxiety that this relationship is going to go the same way that it did before. And this doesn't help if it does. So for example, I'm cheated on by someone and then I'm in a new relationship and I'm like, oh, it feels like they're going to cheat. And then they do cheat. Then it feels like confirmation of the intuition, right? It feels like, oh, I knew it. I knew this was going to go that way. But maybe that's really just talking about my terrible taste in the people that I'm dating, right? It's not actually a confirmation of my intuition. It's just that my anxiety was confirmed by someone else's terrible behavior. So when we are experiencing these moments of possible intuition or possible anxiety, if we can look back and see, ah, I might feel this way because I had this bad experience in the past, that might give us pause and be like, well, maybe I'm not feeling intuition right now. Maybe I'm just scared the same bad thing will happen again. So maybe it doesn't actually hold any bearing on what's coming. Maybe it's just me reacting to these similar conditions and how I went in the past. And of course, now I'm thinking of Jurassic Park when Goldblum is in the car and he like does the chaos theory water thing on her hand, if you know what I'm talking about. But this idea that, you know, we don't always know how it's going to turn out, even if we've had previous experience that it went a certain way. And so just for helping you distinguish the difference between the two, if you can see, ah, yeah, I had a bad experience like this in the past, maybe that's what I'm feeling right now. Maybe it's not actually intuition. And then check it against some of these other descriptions. So like I said, you know, does it feel like it's a zoomed out perspective, or is it a really up close, almost claustrophobic feeling? Do you feel like you're overthinking of thinking it? Or do you feel like this is just a really solid, steady emotion? So you can try to turn it this way and that way and get a better sense of what you might be experiencing. I've also used meditation and mindfulness as a way to help me distinguish the difference between the two. So if I get really still in my mind, if I can't say force myself to stop thinking, because let's be honest, my brain refuses to do that. But meditation, what it does do is it does slow things down, right? It makes me calmer. It makes me sit with myself. It reduces that speed that I associate with anxiety. When I'm feeling very anxious, I feel like the speed kicks up. I don't know if I'm the only one who experiences anxiety that way, but when I'm feeling very anxious, I feel like someone turns it up to 1.5 or 2.5 or 3. Whatever speed. And when I meditate, it's like it slows it back down. And when things are slower, or at least back to normal, it's a little bit easier for me to recognize, am I feeling anxious or am I feeling like, oh no, actually this is just the sense that I have about this, that I think it's going to go this way. Does it come from a calmer place or is it coming from that speedy, claustrophobic, anxious space? So there's a bit of a difference there. Another way I can try to distinguish between is it anxiety or is it intuition, the intuition anxiety game, is by just giving myself more information. So if intuition is you know something but you just don't really know why you know it, you can strengthen that by actually going and finding the hard data to support your hypothesis. And this isn't the same as like going and looking for something that just confirms what you're thinking. So not having a bias about it, but gathering data, gathering information in a impartial way, and then comparing it to what you feel like it's going to happen, and then saying like, okay, yeah, maybe there is some truth to this, or maybe there is some factual data in the back here that I just don't know where I had picked up that information from. But seeking that clarity around what you're thinking, what you're feeling. We could also consult people who are not involved in the situation. I always like to ask my friends for their wisdom if I'm in a situation and I'm like, is this really how it's going to go down, or is this just my anxiety talking? And if they give me some really good reasons why absolutely it's my intuition, or of course that's just your anxiety, then that also helps me to feel like I have a greater clarity around the situation as well. And then also just getting the sense that there's a difference between intuition and anxiety or fear by the simple fact that anxiety and fear, those are emotions. But intuition isn't really an emotion. So intuition is going to feel more grounded. It's going to feel more centered. It's going to feel like it's coming from this very steady or solid place because it's, I don't want to say facts, that's not the right word, but it's coming from a very solid place, as opposed to really strong emotions like anxiety or fear, which tend to be more agitated, which tend to be more unsettled. They tend to be more upsetting, really. That's how I experience them. Surely I'm not the only one that experiences anxiety and fear as upsetting, but it makes me feel disoriented. It makes me feel unfocused. It makes me feel like I don't have it together, rather than intuition, which is kind of the opposite experience because it's not an emotion. It's coming from a different place. And then kind of connected to the past experiences idea, this notion of patterns. So if you see recurring patterns in your intuitive feelings or anxiety, that might help you to get a better sense of, oh, right now I'm feeling anxious, or oh, right now I'm feeling intuition. This will require quite a bit of maybe meditation on your part or mindfulness to really get a sense of what each feels like. Maybe what each sounds like in your head, or what each feels like in your body. Like, what is the flavor of intuition? What is the flavor of your anxiety? Which I can already imagine people being like, Corey, I am not going to sit with my anxiety just so I can get the quote flavor of it. Bad news. Unfortunately, anxiety often gives us many opportunities to practice this. So if you're going to be experiencing it anyway, might as well get familiar with it. But this reminds me of a game that Pema Chodron talks about that she was playing. I don't remember if it was her teacher that gave her this game or she was playing it with the other nuns in her monastery. Unclear. I don't remember the exact context of this. But what they were doing was that they were taking emotions and then they were asking a lot of questions about it. So, for example, one of my favorite emotions to look at is anger. So if anger was a color, what color would it be? For me, that would be probably red, with, interestingly enough, some green mixed in. If anger was an art style, like an architecture style, what would it be? Maybe Gothic. If anger was a person, what would they look like? I don't know. like a wrestler of some kind. I'm blanking on the names because I'm not really a wrestling fan. Like, don't watch wrestling. But that would be what anger looked like as a human. If anger was a type of clothing, what would it be? And then, you know, maybe you would say like an emo style, like the chains and the spiky collars and all the black. Or maybe you'd be like, actually, it's someone in a pantsuit, whatever it is. But you ask these questions to get kind of a better sense of what intuition is. So if intuition was a color, what would it be? If intuition was a sound, what would it be? If intuition was an actual person, who would the person be? And so if you can characterize it as much as you possibly can, and then same for anxiety. If anxiety was a color, what would it be? If anxiety was a person, what would it be? If anxiety was an art style, what would it look like? So that when you start to feel something and you're not sure if it's intuition or it's anxiety, you can ask yourself, like, what color is this? And if you get the anxiety color, you're like, oh, okay, actually, that came to me pretty quickly, so this must be anxiety. Or if you're like, what person does this look like? And you get the intuition person, you're like, oh, okay, actually, this is intuition. And so it's just a game to play, something to help you get to know your mind a little bit better, help you to think about these intuitive feelings versus these stronger emotions and get a different sense of what's different about them. Because I can tell you all day long that intuition might be more rational, it might be more consistent, but that anxiety is more erratic or irrational. But these are all just words, right? They don't contextualize your experience as well as you're going to if you assign them colors, for example. And then when you're starting to feel something, ask yourself what color it is, and then maybe that'll give you a sense of kind of what's going on. Another way to do this, at least for me, is a good litmus test to know if I'm experiencing intuition or if I'm just experiencing really strong emotions that are dragging me around. Is to look at the fear cycle. And so what do I mean by that, by the fear cycle? So it's natural when we encounter certain situations to feel fear, but that doesn't mean that something terrible is going to happen just because we experience that fear. So some very common examples of this would be maybe you are going to start a new job. Maybe there's a new job that you wanted to do, you got the job and you're excited to do it, but you're feeling something really strong and your mind is telling you this is going to go horribly. Like you're going to go in there and everyone's going to realize you're actually the dumbest person on the team, so on and so forth. And so asking yourself, like, is that my intuition? Like, is that actually how that's going to happen? Am I going to go in there and people are actually going to think I'm the dumbest person in the room? Or is that anxiety? Now, even when I say it out loud as an example, I'm hearing the negativity, I'm hearing the zoomed inness of the situation. I'm already recognizing that it's anxiety. But let's say it wasn't clear to you if it was anxiety. You just feel really strongly that I bit off more than I can chew and I think I'm going to ruin this. Like, I think I'm going to ruin this for myself. And so you're unsure if it's intuition or anxiety. If I can identify that there's a positive outcome, or at least an option for a positive outcome on the other side of it, I tend to think that it is anxiety rather than intuition. So staying with the job example, let's say I applied for a job I really wanted, I got it, and now I'm having all this imposter syndrome. I'm feeling like, actually, I'm not really qualified for this job. Somehow I tricked them into hiring me. And so when I walk in there, they're going to realize pretty quick that I'm not really what they want. So maybe that's what I'm thinking. And I'm thinking that my intuition is the one telling me this. But when I listen to it and I realize, well, why did I even do this? Why did I even pursue this job? Well, because it's something I really wanted. It was my big dream. And so it's like, well, maybe I'm feeling this way just because I'm scared, because I want this so much. So if it's just fear present, if it's just anxiety present, if I can see the positive outcome on the other side, then that helps me to say, ah, this is just my anxiety. This is just my fear. It's not actually based in anything concrete. And even if the answer was at my last job, which I thought was a good fit, I did accidentally blow it. That doesn't mean, again, like I was saying with the examples of past experiences, it doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen this time. We don't know what's going to happen this next time. And also, you've probably grown as a person since then. You probably know more about yourself and what you're looking for. And maybe that last job wasn't as great of a fit because this one is actually better. And so just looking at kind of what you're thinking and what you're feeling and getting a sense of that flavor. But if I can identify a positive result that could come, even though I'm feeling fear and I might be afraid that that fear is actually my intuition telling me that something bad's about to happen, I tend to side with that's not intuition, that's anxiety. So some other examples might be you really want to ask someone out and you're afraid they're going to shoot you down. You know, maybe they will, but it's possible that you're going to have the positive outcome as well. So maybe that's just your anxiety. That's not your intuition, right? That's just anxiety. Or maybe you really want to start your own business or pursue your own goals and you're like, oh, but I think I might actually blow this. Well, it may happen that way, but it's more likely that it's just your anxiety about getting it wrong that's going to interfere with you, because you can see the positive effects, the positive possibilities if you pursue that dream, if you put yourself out there and chase your goals. Thinking about my public speaking situation. So public speaking is super scary. I'm not the only one who feels that way. But for me, it means a lot to me to get up there and share the story about my mom, share those ideas, because I really want them to help other people. And so is it my intuition that's telling me I'm going to fall flat on the stage and embarrass myself in front of everyone? Probably not. That's probably the anxiety speaking. And so just thinking about what it is you're going out there for, what it is you're trying to accomplish, and if you can see the positive benefits, then it's probably just your anxiety scaring you rather than your intuition telling you how it's going to work out. So that's a good question that I usually ask myself, is that, do I see the cost benefit of going through with this anyway? And if I can see the positive outcome, then how realistic is it for me to say that that's my intuition that's telling me that something terrible is going to happen? Probably not. In all cases, the good news is that intuition is one of those things that we can strengthen with time and practice. It's just about learning to listen to ourselves. It's just about learning what it is that we feel in certain situations, when we should listen to those emotions or when we should just be friendly with them but let them go. It's part of our relationship with ourselves, this learning to listen to ourselves and trusting ourselves. And so my best advice in the case of is it intuition or is it anxiety is to just keep trying new things, keep putting yourself out there, prepare for something as much as you can, but ultimately just have faith in yourself that no matter what happens, good or bad, you're going to be just fine. And that at the end of the day, the biggest distinction is that intuition wants good things for you and your anxiety wants to keep good things from you as a form of self-protection. So hope that helps too. And that's it for today, dear human. As always, I hope you found this episode useful. And if you would like to write into the show today and ask me for my thoughts on something that you're dealing with, I would love to hear from you through any of my social media or through email, corey@coreymshrum.com. Otherwise, I will be back next week with another episode of A Well-Cared For Human. And until then, please take good care of you. This episode of A Well-Cared For Human was written and produced by me, Corey Marie. The music was by Late Night Feeler and Esther Abrami. If you like what I'm doing here, please consider visiting my Patreon. For as little as $1 a month, you get early ad-free access to the episodes, as well as a monthly patrons-only Q&A, bonus videos, and more. Not to mention that your Patreon support lets me know that you find value in the show and want it to continue. You can find me on Patreon by visiting www.patreon.com/Corey Marie. If you can't support the show financially, that is okay. You can still subscribe to the show, leave a review of the show, and recommend the show to your friends, not just the neurotic ones. All of this helps so much. And as always, thank you for listening.